launching into another week of fun and excitement. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. Otherwise, we talk about things that are interesting to us. Coming up, we'll give you an update on what's happening with our friend and host on the show, Sam, who is still sitting in a jail cell, now into his fourth week. So completing three full weeks, now entering his fourth week in prison. We'll give you an update on him. Also, marijuana civil disobedience activist Andrew Carroll got an update on his situation as well. But first, we go to your phone calls. Steve is in Canada. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. First, I can't believe that Sam is still in jail after 4 weeks. And I'm wondering, with thugs like that, keeping him in a jail cell, how do you feel about, when you have nowhere else to turn, having to use the instrument of the state to help you? For example, if somebody broke into your home and stole something, a computer, where would you turn? I mean, it would be hard, I think, to turn to these thugs that do this type of thing.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I do think that the cops are, that's a legitimate role, and I don't have any problem with calling them if you need a police report in order to get...
Expect much.
Yeah, your insurance to pay for it. But a friend of mine had his business broken into, and they stole several large, expensive computers. These weren't just your average Circuit City jobbies.
Yeah.
These were for big... This was a magazine and for big jobs. And he... called the police and pretty much knew who it was, who had done it, and they never recovered anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just not what they do, you know?
Sorry
to say that if they run across your stuff, they will likely get it to you, and hopefully it'll be in some kind of good condition, but
yeah.
They really don't go after property crimes with any kind of...
Why should they?
Vehemence.
They get no piece of the action, right?
So right, and that... Now, Mark, I know that you think that's a legitimate role for government, and I know Ian and Guard, you probably don't. And
yes, Mark,
nor do
I got
all.
In a very heated argument about it this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that, but I'm sure I'll catch up on the podcast.
The funny thing is that the government doesn't even think it's a proper role of government in the first place. There have been precedents that have been shown. I had my car, somebody tried to break in my car just a little while ago, and I had all this information. The cop's like, on the phone. And I said, yeah, and there was an ATM actually facing it. You might want to contact the company and see whether or not there's video taken or if it's just snapshots when people use the ATM. Because if it's video, then the guys who stole or tried to break into the car are on tape. He goes, we'll look into that, and it's nothing's happened,
Right. Well, I guess because there's no viable free market alternative right now, we're stuck with this, and it's either use them or do nothing, and it's kind of hard to do nothing if some kind of crime is committed against yourself or your property.
Yeah, it's a tough situation to be in for somebody who wants to avoid as much involvement with the state as possible. But as Mark pointed out, I mean, you are being forced to fund their inefficient system. So if all you have is inefficiency to utilize, and you feel it would be for whatever reason worth your while to spend your time and effort dealing with the cops and filling out their paperwork or whatever it is they're going to ask you to do,
right?
Maybe they'll just interview and fill out their own paperwork. I don't know. I never had to do that, but I wouldn't expect much out of it.
I understand that. The reason I ask, of course, is because I'm dealing with what looks to be a scam situation, an internet scam from somebody trying to milk me for money, and I can walk away from it and not have to worry. They haven't taken any money from me, but I would like to use some kind of instrument to prevent this person from doing this to other people in the future who might fall for it.
Yeah.
I don't know where to come from on that one. I would say that the best you can do is turn that information over to the police. This is one of those perfect circumstances that sort of shows, because there's no free market incentive for you to hire a private investigator, and that's what I'd like to say is if you do want to find stuff, you're much better off hiring an investigator. Or
what's that going to cost? I mean, as far as getting your if it's an $800 computer and the investigator's going to charge you $60 an hour,
right?
I don't know if it's worth it.
No, of course. Of course, it wouldn't be worth it, so maybe I should just make use of the horrible, inefficient state tool. tools that are not going to accomplish anything anyway. But
is there anything you can, like a blog post you can put on the internet so somebody could search for these people at the very least and get some kind of warning from you?
I'm not much of a blogger, but perhaps I'll put something on your message forum, and then it'll come up in a Google search.
There you go.
All right. Good luck, Steve. Let us know what you end up deciding. If you go with the cops, if it's an interesting story, you're welcome to share it with us.
Certainly. Take care, guys.
Call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. We continue here and go unscreened to the amp line. Who's this?
Hey, guys. This is Eric.
Eric, what's on your mind tonight?
I called in tonight to take Fascist Mark back to school.
Oh, boy.
So you were just referring to the argument you guys had Saturday night. And, Mark, first of all, I want to ask, how much crime... first of all, you said that you felt that a legitimate police force does reduce a small amount of crime. Isn't that what you said?
Well, I think that a police force, its existence, the idea that there are cops out there looking for bad people, it does deter a certain amount of crime. I don't know how much.
Okay. If you just throw a number out there, just...
Throw a number out. It reduces at least 25% of the crime that would have been committed.
Okay. Remove your police force from the picture,
okay. And
now picture a 100% armed citizenry.
Yes, okay.
Now how much is crime reduced?
I don't think it hurts. I mean, certainly, a citizenry is, an armed citizenry is a good thing, and that's where the crime deterrence should sit. And I think that it's probably pretty close to a similar number. Also, if people didn't have cops, they'd be more likely to have dogs. And a house with a dog is one-seventh as likely to get broken into as a house without. And we're not talking about, a big dog. We're just talking about that's just dogs.
So you think it would be the same percentage of reduced crime? You don't think it would be much higher?
I don't think
it's all speculation.
You can't say, because we were talking about a burglary situation. Since burglars look for unoccupied homes.
Well, since we're speculating here, let's throw this one in there. In addition to having, realistically, in a voluntary society, you're still going to have a mix of people. Some are going to have guns, some of them aren't. Unless you have a deliberate neighborhood where people who have guns have moved together, which is certainly a real possibility. But generally, I would say you're still going to have that mix. But in a free market justice system and a free market protection system, the question could then be, what do you think the percentage reduction in crime will be in the absence of the government police force, but now imagine multiple competing protection agencies out driving around, patrolling neighborhoods and doing whatever else, holding seminars, training women and other and people how to shoot firearms and training people on how to defend themselves and who knows what other innovative methods the private protection agencies would come up with to help reduce crime. But then you have to ask yourself, well, what will the crime reduction be in that scenario?
And now, and before we go on here, it's not that I wasn't saying that private protection agencies wouldn't work.
You're just saying you don't want to argue it.
Well, no. What I was saying was specifically that Ian said, well, of course these private protection agencies would be incentivized to help people out, and crime going on next door. Of course they'd stop something like that. And that's just not so. They would be disincentivized, in my opinion.
No, I think they would be incentivized to help, but they would also understand their liability if they're wrong. Because, for example, they don't know, in the example that Ian gave over the weekend, they don't know, it could be the guy's friend is coming to move some stuff while he's out on vacation. They don't know. So what they'd probably do is they would probably go up, ask them who they are, if they have, a legitimate right to be there, take down the particulars. Maybe ask them to provide some fingerprints or something. They probably wouldn't, go all crazy and take them to a holding cell or anything like that. But then when the owner got back, they could say, hey, we saw this guy at your property getting this, taking these things. Here's all the information. We'd like to help you if you feel you need help.
I know Guard wants to jump in here. Hang on. We're going to bring you back, Eric. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Private protection services or whatever you want to talk about. This is your show to control the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, totally free, at freetalklive.com. Plus, this program brought to you by our friends at the Free State Project. Coming up this summer, it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's going to be the happening event here in New Hampshire. Of course, the Free State Project puts on the Liberty Forum in the wintertime, and it's more of a hotel convention-style atmosphere, whereas the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or Porkfest for short, is a more down-to-earth, camping-in-the-woods kind of fun family occasion. And it's going to be a good time. And even if you don't have a family, you're going to have a good time, because I think Jason Osborne from SACL CAI is planning on bringing back the fun tent this year.
It's great fun, and the fun tent really, really just makes it even better.
I don't know if the fun tent qualifies as a family fun time, but depends on what your family's into, I guess.
We were playing Risk there.
Yeah, that's true.
Depends on the time of day.
Scope out your own corner and have a good time.
Yeah, so it is going to be a good time, and the details are over at the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org. I believe it's /festival, but I'm sure you'll find it right there at the top of the page at freestateproject.org. Great excuse to come up here to New Hampshire and scope things out, meet some of these great activists. Just had some folks coming up here visiting the Keene area today, and they were worried. They were worried that no one was going to turn out to meet them for lunch. However,
50 people?
No, I would say we had a full 12 or so, which is pretty good.
Lunchtime, pretty good.
Yeah, for the middle of the day. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you know, nice folks coming here from Pennsylvania. So many new people, all moving here all the time. I mean, if you want to be within the most effective and exciting activist movement that you've ever seen, ever heard of, this is it. This is it. And Gardner Goldsmith, the New Hampshire native, I mean, you must be in awe of all of
what's
happening.
I've seen it growing and growing, Ian, and I am in awe. It's amazing. It's dynamic. It's fast. You've got all the people. You've got all the activities. You've got all of the events that are planned out. You've got the people who are activists. You have the people who are involved in the political side. You've got the philosophers. You have the jokers. You have the tech people. It's just awesome. It's so great.
And it's all coming together. People are just fitting themselves into wherever they need to do, to whatever they need to do. They're self-selecting, and they're doing the things that are interesting to them, and it's all coming out to where liberty is, I think, going to be on the rise here pretty soon. We're holding the line kind of right now against
doing our very best, holding it in the best fashion we can. I can't say that it's easy.
But there's a lot of support from the people that live here in New Hampshire, even though the statists would like you to believe that there is none.
No, and it's interesting because as more and more statists start to pay attention to what's going on with the Free State Project,
they recognize
that the Free State Project is having an effect, and they don't like it.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. It's a really beautiful thing. And if anything, how about just that? Annoy a statist.
Just annoying the statist.
To New Hampshire.
It really does bug them. I mean, if you've been over at freekeen.com and you've listened to some of the archives of Talkback, where the local activists will call the local Politico talk show and talk about freedom, whenever we get off the phones, it's not long before a statist will call in and bemoan the fact that there are activists here. And one of the recent callers was basically saying, hey, these guys aren't going away.
Yeah.
They're now coming to that conclusion.
Because this is the conclusion I've had, is the Free State Project members, and they don't all have to be like the Free Keeniacs, but the Free State Project members are coming. They're coming in droves, and they're not going to leave. I bought a house. I bought a piece of property, 11 acres. I put a house on it.
This is the last stand for freedom.
Going anywhere.
Yeah, this is it. This is freedom, and we're going to achieve it or not, and I believe we will.
Right,
so let's continue.
We're parts of the community. Treat us like it.
Let's go to or back to Eric listening in Texas. Now, Eric, you called in to discuss the private justice / private policing or private protection agencies. And, Gard, I know that you'd signaled that you had something to say during the last segment, but we didn't have enough time, so I don't know if you recall what that was.
Well, I was just going to say that in this subject, it's not a question of which can eliminate crime and which cannot, whether it's the state system or it's the private system. And I think we all pretty much understand this, but for those people who might just be new to this, it's a question of which can do the best job ethically and can respond to mistakes. You see, any time the state makes a mistake, there is no incentive for it to respond and change and do things appropriately, whether it's
pretty much
feedback. Yeah, exactly.
The private market has an incentive. Anytime a mistake is made, not even by you, but by someone else, people learn from the mistake. So we're not saying that, the private system will be perfect, but it is improvable to at a rate that is exponentially greater than what you get with the state. And the reason is because it's responsive to the desires of the people who are asking, actually asking for and paying for the protection service.
Because those people can pull their customership, if you will, from the company within a moment's notice.
Exactly. I mean,
presuming they're not in a long-term contract or something like that, and even then there are cancellation opportunities
right
there. But with the state, if the state does something outrageous like they're doing to our friend Sam, who's now been in a jail cell for over 3 weeks, I would very much like to stop paying the state because I'm not interested in this service. This is
no.
not a service that I wish to be provided or have provided to my loved ones. But yet they're forcing me to provide this, and of course their answer is, well, if you don't like it, you should just vote
and
use the
yes.
system.
I'll give you another example. When I was a teenager, there's a quarry near my house. I was up swimming with a buddy of mine after we had gotten off of work. We're all dirty working in the farm stands, so we end up at this quarry. It's
did
a great
you,
place.
Did you go swimming naked?
No, man. No.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so we're out swimming, and the people who own it, they're very vested with the town. They're big wig lawyers, mm-hmm. and they own a lot of land and all this stuff. So we get caught, and I had warned my friend, if you see this particular dog coming down, that's the owner's. Get out of the water, grab your stuff, run, you know, run, man. So sure enough, you see the dog. We couldn't get out of the water fast enough.
Damn it.
A cop comes walking down. Not only a cop, the chief of police and another cop. For two teenage kids swimming in some water, they pulled out two police cruisers. Now, in the government system, there's no incentive. Imagine how much money is being wasted on us. How much money is being wasted on Sam right now?
$80 a day.
Okay. And then they've got all the people who they're paying to watch over Sam and the other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got a system, the court system, that requires all these filings for no reason whatsoever,
yeah.
all this ridiculous stuff, thousands of dollars wasted.
And it doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, now in a private system, if they're making mistakes like that, they've got incentives to cut those costs.
Sure.
Why have two police cars respond to some silly little thing where you can see it's just two kids in a quarry, you know? But instead, they do this because they try to show force, so they have an incentive to use up capital. They have an incentive to waste people's money because it makes them look more powerful.
They right,
not
get
strategic,
too.
Not surgical. Exactly. In a
next
private
year.
System, it doesn't work that way. In a private system, you have a productivity curve, and you're always trying to be more efficient.
Poor Eric. We just yammered on throughout an entire
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. He's right with us.
Eric.
Here.
Eric.
Well, I'd like to bring Mark's attention back to the book that he turned us all on to a few weeks ago by interviewing Michael V. Williamson. His first book, Freehold, if you'll recall, was about a planet which was basically our perfect libertarian society.
I'll tell you what, Eric, I promise you we won't get bogged down in a Free State Project discussion when we come back. More with Eric, your calls as well. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact: if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. freetalklive.com or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the wiki, the updates, the Shrine of Female Listeners. Giving it all to you at freetalklive.com. Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. All you have to do is go to our special link. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. So don't leave that last part out. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That will get you your first audiobook free. 800-259-9231. We go back to Eric in Texas. Eric, go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Okay, so as I was saying, Mark, I want you to remember back to the first Michael Z. Williamson book, Freehold. It's basically a whole planet that is our perfect libertarian society, basically, and it has almost no crime until Earth sends them its dissidents,
mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you know, these people who have never seen a place like this, they see that there's no cops, so they start, you know, trying to steal stuff and whatnot. And
how's that work out for them?
Not very well.
Very poorly.
The crime spree lasted about a week, and I think that's what would happen. I mean, obviously it's just conjecture, but in a society where, you know, 75% to 100% of the citizenry is armed, you know, you're not going to see theft. You might see the occasional murder, But that would probably be about it.
Those weren't my complaints with Ian specifically during that conversation. I know that something would spring up in the absence of police. I mean, people do want protection, and in a private, you know, in a private setting, they would certainly get people to protect them privately. That makes perfectly good sense. My you know, it was just specifically to what we were talking about you know, he was saying that you know, some private protection agency would be incentivized and certainly would help in a particular situation, and I, you know, said no, that much isn't true. Secondly, my other problem with it all is that, you know, in this free market world, there wouldn't be something like bankruptcy. So therefore, you'd have indentured servitude, and I think that there might be there seems like a good chance that the world could return to few people owning everything and the rest of us working as their servants.
And just a point, Eric and Mark, we know that in our contemporary world, we still have the vestiges of something that has been around for hundreds of years. Those being, of course, the social groups, the community groups, the Odd Fellows, the Rotary, Lions Club, all these different groups. Those groups you can look at as being analogous to what would happen if you had private police protection forces. Because communities of people who were working within private police protection forces wanted to foster good relationships with other people from other communities, they would all start to look towards, well, you know, we potentially could run into some problems down the line. Maybe we wouldn't be able to afford something, some a natural disaster, or so on and so forth. Similar to the way that these community groups started up. When someone had fired his place, and Joe and Bob and Bill and all his neighbors got together, they pitched in and helped him rebuild the barn. It's the same sort of thing here. You would find, I believe, you would find a positive dynamic occurring with a positive feedback loop where people who were hiring their private police protection forces would write into them some sort of insurance clause to say, to a certain point, please help X or Y or so or Z neighborhood, and the other neighborhoods would join in as well with provisions because they know that it would foster good relationships with their neighbors.
In the fire department, we call it mutual aid. It's a system where you know, that we send fire in the case of a big fire, the, you know, fire engines from our town will go to another town.
Yeah. The trick is that you have to make sure that those agencies that are getting paid don't try to form governments so that they can get automatically paid. Like, we used to have a volunteer fire department. It's not volunteer anymore in my town. Now it's a union. Well, there you go. Now we're stuck and we have to pay for it. So there's it's very tricky. You have to make sure that you keep everything private. And I think there are incentives, just like insurance companies. People go to insurance companies to try to make sure there'll be a hedge against a future liability. I think towns, private associations would do the same thing with their neighbors, and they would foster good relationships with them.
Eric, any other thoughts?
No, thank you for holding me through two breaks. That was a great conversation, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. All right, Mark, you said something there that I thought was pretty outrageous, and Gardner didn't call you on it. So
I'd much rather hear from Gardner, just so you know.
I would too, because
I want to foster good relations with him, but hit me.
I don't know if you had ever said something like this before, but wow, let me see if I understood you correctly first before I go on.
Okay.
You said that in a free market world, a free market protection and free market everything, that because there's no bankruptcy, that would lead to everything being owned by a few people and everybody else working for them?
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that people get to use, you know, for instance, ship captains, like the guy who ran the big ship into the Skyway bridge. Do you remember? That was probably about the time you were born.
No, I recall something like that.
Accidents happen, and when dealing with big things, big accidents happen. Sometimes people don't have insurance, especially in a free market world where there is no mandate to have insurance. Even today, in a you know, non-free market, people are required to have insurance, and some of them don't. So what you're going to have is a certain amount of the population, call it 3-5% or something like that, that gets progressively swept, you know, swept up because they end up being indentured servants because they're ruled against by some arbiter that says, well, you just caused $50,000 worth of damage, and you'll have to pay that, and you don't have any insurance, so you're going to have to pay it now. And they would have to figure out some way. Likely agencies would spring up that would say, we will pay that debt for you. All you have to do is work for us for X number of years, sifting through garbage or whatever it is, and we'll house
so you
there.
So you believe that people will not learn from their mistakes and that they will continue operating their lives without the proper insurance.
Do you see evidence that some people do not learn from their mistakes?
I think that if you allow people to have mistakes and feel the consequences from those mistakes, that yes, people will learn from their mistakes.
It's part of human nature. And Ian, if I can just jump in, there are a couple points that upon which you're hinging your argument, Mark, that I don't think this fulcrum really works. First, you said that these people would be members of private adjudication agencies. If they're members of private adjudication agencies, as Ian indicates, people would have incentives through the learning process, watching their mistakes, watching other people's mistakes. They would be disinclined to deal with people unless they had insurance or through adjudication they were signed on to something, some charitable organization that stepped in to say, okay, we're going to have you participate in this. The key thing here, in my opinion...
They can still drive cars, and those cars can still cause a great deal of damage.
Today,
they run into buildings, they hit other cars.
But this is the thing. The question is not whether you're going to eliminate any possibility of this sort of thing happening. Because there, even in a free market system, there will be a very small percentage of mistakes that are made by people during the learning process. People will be able to learn more quickly. It's a better dynamic than government. But, for example, here in New Hampshire, I happen to know someone who had her car hit. She didn't have insurance. The woman who hit her didn't have insurance.
Summer.
This girl's car is totaled. She can't get another car. She still owes $8,000 on the car. Oh. She can't pay it off, and she's going to have a difficult time going through the court system to get any money from this woman. Now, you could say, hey, it would be just as bad in a private system.
In a private system, she could go through the court system probably quite quickly because, you know, the private system would work significantly better.
Right.
One of the reasons she doesn't go now is because the courts would put some kind of ruling on, and the woman would be supposed to pay but wouldn't have to, and then really nothing would happen to the woman as a result of her getting this this adjudication against her. Whereas in the in a private system, this woman would have to pay, and I can see that woman in some way becoming an indentured servant rather quickly.
So you're arguing for irresponsibility, right, Mark? You're arguing that people should be able to just go and magically wipe out all their debts with this magical government bankruptcy?
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying that there's like a cushion for mistakes not too bad of a thing.
Yeah, I completely disagree. Just vehemently disagree. Bankruptcy allows people to defraud the people they owe, and it brings in a third party.
I'm shocked that you're even making this
argument. Remember, it has come up in a world, the people that get defrauded are generally the banks that are member banks of a Federal Reserve System, which has defrauded those people in the first place.
Nonetheless, though, Mark, you are arguing.
We need to talk about it more.
More coming up. Yeah, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty. In fact, I heard today I got a verbal agreement from a station in Illinois, so our very first Illinois station will be coming.
Right.
That'll be cool.
That would be great.
I can't see anything more than that, but that's...
I don't even know about it.
Yeah, that's all I've got at the moment. Well, not all I've got. We've also got the Toledo station coming back this weekend.
You can't say what town in Illinois it's in?
That would give away the station, most likely.
Is it that small?
It's not a huge...
Metro?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so it's not Chicago. Anyway, 800...
That would be really, really great.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. All right, so
all
Mark,
of you in Chicago, please call the local talk stations and talk to them about carrying Free Talk Live. Believe me, listener,
call anywhere you are.
Response to the stations goes a long way. I worked at a station. We got very little of that.
Call anywhere you are, not if you're just in Chicago. Wherever you are, Free Talk Live isn't on the air. Do your station a favor. Call them up and tell them what you want to hear. In fact, I had somebody email me today saying he got an Arbitron diary in Gainesville, and we're not on in Gainesville. So I was thinking maybe he should call and tell the program director, hey, you know, I would be writing your station in here, but
you don't
have Free Talk Live.
You guys have expanded so well, and you do such a great job at promoting the show online and, you know, going out to the meetings and getting in the magazine. And there's definitely a buzz about you, and I think, you know, part of it is your personality.
You're the one with 14,000 subscribers now, Gardner?
Oh, that was crazy.
I was actually listening to Free Minds Radio this weekend, and we'll get back to jumping down Mark's throat here in a moment. But I was listening to Free Minds Radio over the weekend as they broadcast live from the Free Talk Live studios on Sundays from 3 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're tuned to the Free Talk Live or Liberty Radio Network streams, you can hear them broadcasting, which is cool. So I was listening in as they were reading, because I sponsor their show, and Yeah. So they were reading an ad for Free Talk Live, and in my copies, it says we're the number one Liberty show, and I thought, oh, man, I might have to get them to change that copy now. I mean, like, if you put a little asterisk next to it, you know how the print ads, you get the little asterisk next to things, and you can go and read the fine print. I mean, the fine print might say that, well, we're still the number one Liberty radio show, but Gardner Goldsmith is definitely, as far as I can tell, the number one Liberty show on the Internet.
Likely in downloads. However, he doesn't manage to pull it off at Podcast Alley every month. If he tried, he'd take it away from us.
I'm talking downloads. Downloads is what I'm talking about.
Okay. If he tried, he'd take it away from us, but he's not trying. So.
Although, I don't have Mole News numbers, and I believe he's pretty big, too.
Yeah, he's big.
Oh, Stefan, man.
And this is, I think that Gardner's show is perfect for the medium of podcast. We're more of a radio show. He doesn't have to do those re-enters and what do they call that? Recapping and all that other stuff.
Recaps, yeah. Oh yes, here's what we're talking about, so on and so forth.
And his topics have a tendency to be a bit more obscure, like classic punk rock music that he really enjoys, and
The Prisoner
with the Ren and Stimpy. What is that? What is that thing that Homestar Runner, and he loves to talk about these things. He loves to talk about those things, and that's perfect for his podcast.
Well,
so.
I have to tell you guys, part of as you guys know, and as some of the listeners know, I was doing a radio show here. It was extremely restrictive. It was very difficult because I was going into an environment where at first I had been working with some people that I enjoyed working with, producers, but the final producer with whom I was working, it was just like getting your teeth pulled. Every time you walked in there, you were just cringing having to deal with this guy. And if the folks at SACL CAI are listening right now, they know exactly about this because I talk about this all the time with Jason Osborne. And so it was in having them stop the radio show, it was a blessing to hear from so many people to say, hey, keep going with the podcast. Yeah. And now it's just almost unbelievable that
Thank
we have this many
did.
People. Yeah, it's really amazing.
So LibertyConspiracy.com is Gardner's website. That's the place to find his podcast. That's LibertyConspiracy.com. Now then, Mark, back to your encouragement of irresponsibility, which I find just shocking, stunning. I thought that you were at least somebody that understood the free marketplace, but here you are making the same old statist points about how it is that people need a safety net. They need to be taken care of. We need bankruptcy, so people that make poor decisions and choices should be able to be rescued by those who are more responsible. And I understand you made the point about, well, the banks are issuing fiat money, and so who cares if they get screwed? And I'm with you. I can understand that point, but that doesn't validate your position that there should be some kind of bankruptcy thing in the existence or in the free market situation. In a marketplace, people would know that they would be taking a big risk by driving around without insurance. They would understand that there is no bankruptcy, and if it happened to mom or dad or one of their friends, they'd learn real quick that the very small amount of money they'd have to pay for the insurance policy would be well worth it if that would save them from a life in some sort of camp. And it wouldn't necessarily be that. I mean, depending on how likely the person is to renege on their agreements, there would be differing levels of how they could pay back whatever it was that they owed. But of course, having that insurance policy would make it so, by right of subrogation, the insurance company would pay back whatever that was owed because of the accident, and then
they go after it like a pit bull. You can believe that. I understand where you're coming from. I'm all for personal responsibility. You know I am.
It didn't sound like it.
Well, that's not true. Okay,
explain yourself.
What's that?
Go ahead and explain yourself.
Well, I'm watching a series called Rome right now, and I see slaves. And these people were owned. However, they could buy their freedom away from their masters. And I think, and I'm concerned that you would see a situation where, the rich might be able to use the system legitimately against the poor. And you'd see a larger and growing number of those people until you really had two classes where one class owned the other class.
Well, you have a key point in there called legitimately. And that's a very heavy term. The question is, who determines what is legitimate? And if for example, if you've got a system whereby you have the ability of those who are being careful and are protecting themselves to exclude those people who are not being careful and not protecting themselves, you reduce the chances that those people who would put the others at risk will cause them damage. That would be a strong incentive for people. Now, the next step in the thought process on the other side, people would say, well, wouldn't that mean you'd get a multi-tiered society where some people have everything and other people don't? Well, there are always going to be some people who have more than others, and there are always going to be some people who are wiser and more protective of what they want than others. The question is, what allows people better to move, and ethically, where is the system where does the system best closely approximate what is moral? And what is moral is not having some outside arbitrary body determine, well, your debts will be forgiven up to a certain point because we have the power. You see, the argument that you're making, Mark, already assumes that there are going to be these slave owners, these Roman slave owners in the form of the state.
That's currently a disincentive. But the marketplace creates
Wait! I get it. You can repeat what Gardner said in a minute. What my concern here is that you're going to have a system maybe that's more moral that doesn't work. And then disappears.
See, but I think. Oh, sorry, Ian.
What doesn't work?
It would work better because what you've got is you would have an incentive for people to protect themselves,
right,
excluding the threats, and also those people who might be the threats. Would you could potentially have some people would say, you know, I want to get out of this system. This is ridiculous. I am going to save up and try to join that other system. I am going to make sure that I present myself as a non-threat to those people so I can be part of this more productive, better group of people over here who are doing better in their lives. So it incentivizes even those people who have been risky because they'll be excluded from this more utopian type of a situation, this better situation. Here we don't have that. There's really no incentive for that because the government steps in and says, oh, well, you'll be forgiven of this X amount of debt.
Right. The free market encourages people to embrace responsibility while the government system that essentially takes responsibility out of people's hands and says, oh, no, we'll take care of those responsibilities for you. It encourages people to be irresponsible. And so I think that you would have more people stepping out, as Gardner is saying, stepping out of your responsibility and embracing responsibility because the benefits would be very obvious to them as far as, do I want to be indentured to somebody at some point in my life? No, I'm not going to take that risk. I'm not going to do what my father did. I'm going to go and do the right thing, and I'm going to get myself protected. And I think that would move society to a much larger state of responsibility. And imagine how much greater the society would be as far as productivity and things like that if we actually had people taking responsibility for their lives. And that's what the marketplace encourages. And to suggest that the free market would result and responsibility would result in the few owning the many, that's ludicrous. And that's what we have today anyway. We're all owned by the elites. I mean, they own us lock, stock, and barrels, just so we get to walk around and do some things on our own volition. But they own the money that we earn, and they even own the property that we think that we own. So I'm not sure how it could be much worse. More coming up. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning. Tutor other community members. And to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.